So Johnny went back home. And while Timmy learned to speak 15 languages and do 5 kinds of math, while he learned to drive a ground car like Kerr, and drive and fly anything the company made on any planet, including Dries Glotten's new yacht, his education was never finished. It was probably the one failure in Johnny Goodboy Tyler's life. Dr. McDermott, the historian who considered himself expendable, lived on and on. He wrote a book, The Johnny Goodboy Tyler I Knew, or The Conqueror of Cyclo, Pride of the Scottish Nation. It was not as good as this book, for it was intended for semi-literate people. But it had 3-dimensional pictures that moved in full color. He had access to several archives, and it sold 250 billion copies in its first printing. It was translated into 98,000 different galactic languages and went into many editions. Dr. McDermott received royalties so far in excess of anything his simple life needed that he endowed the Tyler Museum. It is the first building you see, the one with the golden dome, when you leave the McLeod Intergalactic Health Organization exit at the Denver Terminal. Not too long after his return from America, Johnny disappeared. His family and his friends were very concerned, but they knew that he disliked adulation and being unable to move about without attracting crowds. He had remarked that he was not needed now and that he had done his work. A pouch, 2 kill clubs, and a knife were also missing. The dragon helmet and bright buttoned tunic were still there on a peg where he had last hung them. But people in the galaxies do not know that he is gone. If you ask almost anyone on a civilized planet where he is, you are likely to be told that he is there, just over that hill, waiting in case the Lords or the Cyclos come back. Try it. You'll see. They will even point.
We hope you've enjoyed this full cast production of Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. This program was narrated by Josh Clark. The introduction was read by Stefan Rudnicki. The part of Johnny Goodboy Tyler was played by Scott Menville. Turl was played by Charlie Davis. Kerr was played by Fred Tatasciore. Dries Glotten was played by Corey Burton. Robert the Fox was played by Alan Shearman. Soth was played by Michael Forrest. Baron von Roth was played by Phil Proctor. Dunaldine was played by Kaleo Griffith. Stormalong was played by Matt Wolfe. Angus McTavish was played by Michael Yorchak. Dr. McKendrick was played by N. Rytel. Lord of Foul Japan was played by Ralph Lister. Lord Schleem was played by Joe Ockman. Zit was played by Mark Mintz. David Fox was played by Alex Klein. Brown Limper was played by Patrick Renna. McAdam was played by Jim Meskimen. Numpf was played by Michael McShane. Kwong was played by Robert Wu. Chrissy was played by Christina Huntington. Chief Chong Wan was played by Tadao Tomomatsu. Scott Coordinator was played by Darren Richardson. Mr. Sung was played by Phil Nee.
Rojo Dieter Snell was played by Jason Wilburn. Dr. McDermott was played by Bill Farmer. Lars Thorensen was played by Roy Abramson. Thor was played by Matt Wolfe. Chirk was played by Ellen Dubin. Parson Staffer was played by Bob Walter. Char was played by Don Leslie. Lord of the Hovens was played by Lars Jackson. Hockner Super Lieutenant was played by Dan Wilmot. The Learning Machine was played by Gregory Lee Kenyon. Nup was played by Adam Bitterman. Dr. Allen was played by Rick Zeef. General Sniff was played by R.F. Daly. Ivan was played by Michael Goff. Hoven was played by Mark Silverman. Dwight was played by Ethan Flower. Biddy McLeod was played by Nancy Cartwright. Captunk Arf Moifey was played by Thomas Silcott. Glenn Cannon was played by Neil Dixon. Aunt Ellen was played by Tamara Meskimen. The announcer is Roger Steffens. This program was directed by Jim Meskimen. For a more complete cast list, go to battlefieldearth.com.
If you loved Battlefield Earth, you'll love the great adventures L. Ron Hubbard penned during the 1930s and 40s. Buy and listen to the Stories from the Golden Age from Galaxy Audio. 80 audiobooks that will thrill you, amaze you, and make you laugh and cry. Available wherever audiobooks are sold or visit goldenagestories.com. To find out about other titles by L. Ron Hubbard, go to galaxypress.com.
Text copyright 1982-1984 by L. Ron Hubbard Library. Production copyright 2016 by L. Ron Hubbard Library. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized copying, translation, duplication, importation, or distribution, in whole or in part, by any means, including electronic copying, storage, or transmission, is a violation of applicable laws. Thank you for listening.